Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and tonight we are being joined with, celebrity manicurist Melissa Bozant. And while we wait for Melissa to call in, my sister Denise has a little bit of beauty news for you.
Okay, first I want to start off with another class, of course. Empire Academy of Makeup is offering two workshops this month in September, and the first one is an airbrush workshop that's taught on September 20th through the 21st, so that's coming up pretty soon, and that's from 4 to 10 p.m. And then they have a hairstyling for the set workshop, which I think is a great class, and that's going to be a little later this month, September 27th and 28th from 4 to 10 p.m. And if you want more information on the classes as far as the fees and things like that, you can call Empire Academy of Makeup at 714-438-2437.
Let me ask you, do you have any idea who's teaching that class?
I do have information in an email. I can get that and post that in the chat room.
Okay.
You can also email empiredirector@yahoo.com. Okay, and since we're now in the season of fashion weeks all over the place, I just wanted to mention to everyone that the L.A. Fashion Week is coming up in October, and I believe we have Melissa on the line. Is that you, Melissa?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
This is my first time, so
okay.
Bear with me.
Don't be nervous. But speaking of Fashion Week, I just wanted to mention that our guest, Melissa, is going to be participating very heavily in the L.A. Fashion Week, so can you give us the dates for that?
That's going to be October 20th through the 25th.
Okay.
If LA Fashion Week is starting. But they can just, your listeners go to LA Fashion Week Official. They can have their websites up. It will have all the current schedules because everybody's now just getting over New York Fashion Week. So we're just ready for October.
Okay. And Melissa, if you could do us a small favor and just speak up just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
And IMAX, the International Makeup Artist Trade Show Sydney, is this weekend, actually, this Saturday and Sunday in Sydney, Australia. And if you want to keep up with all the details on IMAX Sydney, just follow at Makeup Artist Mag on Twitter. And they're going to be posting under the hashtag #IMATS, I-M-A-T-S. So that's at Makeup Artist Mag for details on IMAX Sydney. And that, again, is this weekend. And don't forget, if you haven't seen it by now, you can check out Beauty Talk, the web series, at youtube.com/illusionscosmetics. You might want to go out and check it out because there's going to be a Beauty Talk web series contest coming soon. So I'll give you guys more information on that pretty soon. So now let's talk nails.
Let's talk nails. It's always about the makeup and the hair, so.
Right.
That's right.
Talk about nails. And Melissa, we want to thank you for being our guest tonight. You're our first ever nail show, so you're starting something off here.
Good. It's a lot of us out here. You'll have to keep it going.
Exactly. let's start the conversation, Melissa, by you telling us how long you've been a manicurist and what inspired you to become one.
Actually, my family has always been in the business. My aunt used to own a salon. So just growing up, we were always around hair because my aunt was a cosmetologist. My other aunt was a manicurist. So right out of high school, I started doing nails since I was 16. So now I've officially, you know, been a licensed manicurist for over 28 years.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, it's been a long time. A long time.
I've never heard anyone say that. Normally you hear people say, I've been doing makeup for 25 years or whatever, but
right.
Wow, to do nails
but
for
since
20?
I started so young, you know, yeah. I really got to see a lot of things change.
Right.
Just like I just found out that Julie Garland was the first celebrity, like movie star, to wear porcelain nails. She was the first.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times you just never know because everybody was wearing more natural nails then. So, just got to be more popular. Really, exactly. And then, you know, the smaller salons start popping up everywhere, so kind of diluted brand, but that's where we just have to change our vision of our business.
So let me just throw this little funny question in here. And I don't know if my sister and I were the only ones who did this, but did you all ever use the little Elmer's glue and create your own little nails?
Exactly. I did. I used, you know, I study it up. And you know how the kids used to play like it looked like boogers and all that?
Right.
But I literally used to sculpture it into a nail.
Right.
When I was like grade school.
Right.
You know, and afterwards, after it gets hard,
mm-hmm.
but remember real ugly lead press-on nails?
Uh-huh.
I used to beg my mother for those nails.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, just to play with them. And at that time, you only had like one kind of nail, and it
right.
came on this little, you know, it's like a little tear pod and all these different shapes, and none of them would fit. They were the worst, but that was the only thing they had,
mm-hmm.
you know, back then, so...
It's like you would beg your mother for the nails, and yet you couldn't get them. That's why you had to make them out of Elmer's glue.
Exactly. Because you know how you just, you know what? You're the first person that ever said that. Like people would look at me like I was crazy, but you're the first person that would ever said that.
Yeah, we did it all the time.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
So, Melissa, tell us what's hot, what's the end trend for fall 2010?
You know what? Everybody, I mean, even though, like, for summer, I had a lot of people really requesting dark colors at night. Like, in the
mm-hmm.
daytime, they wear light on the hands, but they always went dark on the feet. But
mm-hmm.
what's really going to come up, because Chanel just came out with some awesome, like, really, like, khaki dark green.
No,
dark maroon, and it is, you know, kind of glaze. They have a new black. They like that black, you know, and they like that sexy half moon, you know,
mm-hmm.
showing the black. Minx is really, I mean, they brought something different to the industry, you know, because they actually allowed us to be able to use patterns and foil. You know, you could use it with crystals and silver, and you could be as fancy and as elaborate. Or, you know, they have some other patterns that's really nice, too, even for weddings. You know, they have the flowers. They have things that are soft. So it is, you know, now it's even available at Sephora. You know, you can go to Sephora and pick them up, you know, pick up like 16 sheets. The only thing about the ones at Sephora, they aren't like the professional ones. So, of course, get the hot ones, new trends. You have to go to a manicurist that's on their big website. But, you know, you can. For consumers that can't afford, you know, because it is a little expensive, but it is. It's unique, and it's something that it lasts 2 weeks. I always recommend the toes because they last longer on the feet, you know, versus the hands, because you'll notice now clients are going more so towards the natural, clean, buff nails, but
right.
they'll do more on their feet. They'll do
right.
more on their toes. Especially being in L.A., you can, you know, we always have a red carpet, so it's always going to be where their toes are showing. and their hands are out. So it just depends on the occasion. That's what I think it's going for. But definitely, you know, more so like a Burberry look,
mm-hmm.
checkered patterns, stripes.
Right.
You know, they're just getting a little fun with it. So I
right.
think that's nice. So.
So what types of looks are you going to pull out at L.A. Fashion Week?
You know, they won't let me say.
No.
Well, they won't. Well, only because everybody hasn't really finalized what they want.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
You know, they've just hired a style team. But, you know, it's going to be some nice shows. There's some nice new designers that are out. So I know the schedule should be up, like, in the next couple of days. But, so I'll definitely keep checking back with you. But, of course, it is going to be for that particular season. So, you know, you're going to see the traditional black, grays, silver.
Right.
No, but I will. I'll be working with some crystals, you know, some glitters. Some of it is going to be natural because, of course, with red carpet, with gowns, and, of course, it depends on the makeup. Everything goes back to makeup.
Right.
So that's where... You know, that's where I get a lot of my feedback from because the creative team between makeup and nails, that's normally how we coordinate together. But we'll be working together, so I'll know real soon. That
right.
way that'll be another show you can talk about.
Right. And we're definitely going to have you back on the show after L.A. Fashion Week to kind of give us a recap.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let me ask you, Melissa, what goes into preparing for your nail look for a fashion week?
Well, since L.A. Fashion Week is a lot smaller than New York Fashion Week,
mm-hmm.
it's not as intense. Like in New York, I'd have 30 models, where in L.A. I only have 20. So we normally prep the nails a couple of days before, and we actually either we polish or if it's you know, a decorated piece, we actually apply the nails to the girls that day. So, you know, between depending on their shoes, we just do whatever that look, that color is. We just do a plain look on the toes, and we just actually press the nails on that day. So, of course, you know, that's around everything that each designer is creating for their look. So we create something specifically for them, especially if it's something they have in mind or if their finale or something like that where it's a special item that they really want to highlight. Then, you know, we'll do something specific for them. But we prepare the nails the day before. So that day of the show, we just actually press them on.
Okay. And do when it comes to fashion, what inspires your look? Is it the fashions? Is it a combination of the fashions, the hair and makeup?
It's a combination of everything, and it's actually the vision of
mm-hmm.
the designer. The
designer
has this vision that they want for their particular product or for that particular gown or that particular piece. So everything is actually all up to the designer, what he wants or what she wants. So we don't get to do anything or say anything until we actually know what they have in mind for what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So everything depends. Everything is up to the designer, and that's how we get to, you know, create that look. You know, from nails to makeup to hair. You know, it all lies in how he wants the garment, you know, presented. So.
Right.
And
you know
that's.
That's very similar to, like, even if you're working on a film, you have to get the direction from the director first, and then once you get the initial direction, then you put your spin on it.
Exactly. We don't get to do anything until he says no. And then that's when I come out with swatches and I come out with cards or different things, because if it's something that they don't want anything to pay more, they don't want they don't want anything for to outdo what they're doing. They want it to complement, like everything has to be like harmony. So, you know, we're all standing there just waiting for him to give us direction. That's why.
Right. Right.
But it is. It's a lot of fun because you get to learn new things, work with new people, and you get ideas. and inspiration from what they see. You know, because the textured nails are hot, too. You know, they're doing a lot of the, which they did a long time ago. And that's the thing. Nails are just like fashion. It repeats itself.
Right.
It's constantly repeating itself.
There's really nothing new under the sun. Everything keeps repeating itself.
Exactly. Some people call it layering. Now, you know, we have the gel nails, because the gel nails are real hot. You know, you have C&D that came out. You have Gelac that came out. You have Gelish. And basically, you know, what everybody's trying to create is, you know, this flawless permanent manicure for 2 weeks. But so far, you know, I've heard good things about it. You know, that's another, actually, that's another good tool backstage, because when you're polishing girls while they're getting hair, makeup, and wardrobe, a lot of times, you know, it's a lot of touching up that we have to do. So you have, you know, that small window. You know, it gets crazy back here. You've been back here before.
So talk to us right. A little bit more about the gel nails, exactly, you know, what it is for those people who may not know or who may not have, you know,
gel,
heard of the latest
nails,
thing with gel.
Right. Gel nails, like Axiom, where OPI have the Axiom.
Uh-huh.
It's the gel polish. You know, it's where the companies now have taken the gels and they've shaded them in a various, you know, array of colors, where now you have a permanent polish where it is cured under a lamp. So you do have to use a UV lamp in order to achieve this process. So once, you know, each layer is cured, and now, you know, Harmony products, which is over jealous. He is basically the biggest company. He has like 80 colors, you know, where some of the other companies are still in the process of creating more colors. Jealous actually has about 80 colors out. But it is. It's that permanent, you know, everybody's trying to veer away from the acrylics because of the damaging process that, you know, occurs as you put them on. But, you know, gels are the new thing. That's the hot, you know, the hot item right now. So that's why, you know, everybody's getting more and more business through the gels. And it has. It's increased business, plus you don't have the smell. So you have, you know, they're accessible in more of the salons that don't service clients that have acrylic.
Right, so more of the natural nail salon. So
yes.
It lasts longer than...
It lasts up to 2 weeks.
Okay.
It lasts up to 2 weeks. It is a soak-off product.
Okay, and you soak it off with?
One product is soaked off with acetone, and one product is soaked off with alcohol. So it depends on if it's soft gel or if it's a hard gel. The hard gels are definitely soaked off with acetone.
Yeah, so to me that wouldn't be... So if I had the hard gels, that would... to me would be no different than the acrylics.
I feel the same way.
Because
really
the acetone is what's going to eat your nail up.
The acetone, and a lot of times, like when you go to a lot of the other places, they do file your natural nail bed down a lot more than they really need to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the damaging starts. And then, of course, it's the maintenance. And even with the gels, it's maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So even with the gels, you have to soak them off, completely soak it off, and completely get a new set every time you get the gels done. But, I mean, some people are, you know, really liking them right now, so we'll see where it goes.
Right.
You know, it's still new. Like with everything in our industry, you know, they're always bringing up something new, so we'll see. But I know that acrylics aren't going to go anywhere, because you still have the competition, the professionals, and you still have a very large community and clientele that prefers acrylic, no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm. So we have a question in the chat room, and Jen James Beatty is asking, do you remember IBD?
Oh, yes. I work with IBD. Actually, I'm using IBD's gels right now. I use IBD and Easy Flow.
What was that last one?
IBD Easy Flow.
Easy Flow, okay.
Yeah. So they have a good variety of colors. Not as many, like I said, as gelish as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you can mix the gels and create colors. You can there's a lot of things you can do. With IBD has, they do have advanced classes for advanced gel techniques,
mm-hmm.
where they actually do the artwork. So, you know, they can check out IBD's website, see when they have training, and they do have shows coming up. Actually, Nail Pro has their show in Sacramento. It's October the 10th
uh-huh.
at the Sheraton Hotel at the convention center. Sheraton is their partner. They're going to be at the convention center for their show.
And you said it's what? When is it again?
It's October 10th.
Oh, okay.
In Sacramento, California, at the Sacramento Convention Center, and the Sheraton is the partner hotel.
Okay. So this gel polish is nothing that you can just walk into a Sally's and buy.
No, it's a professional product. They have not created a product for the consumer as a kit.
Gotcha.
And on the basis is it has to be cured. So it's
right.
Like once it's put on, it has to be put underneath the lamp.
Right.
Now, Melissa, you talked about being in the business for over 28 years. What are some of the changes that you've seen in the business since first beginning?
I've seen a couple of things. I've seen an incline, and I've seen it go down. But, you know, I've seen more and more hotels
mm-hmm.
actually create spas to cater to their clients and keep
mm-hmm.
it in-house versus, you know, outcalling or outsourcing business.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen more agencies grow as far as, you know, representation, where we can actually get that type of industry work where you can do a commercial or you can do an ad campaign, different things like to bring, you know, business to independent contractors like yourself and Monso. It just looks like, because everything is now over the internet, I just think that businesses are just changing their focus on where they can stretch their dollars more.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a long way.
So I know we didn't really touch on this a lot, but what, like, when you started doing nails, like, how did you, like, really get your start doing nails? Like, what did you,
I worked at Burke Williams.
Uh-huh.
This was where Burke Williams became very popular. We serviced industry, and a lot of our clients consisted of producers, actors, actresses, and industry professionals. Eventually, I was outsourced to the editing phase and a lot of the advertising houses where a lot of our clients came from. And we did. We catered to an industry where it's high stress, and they just wanted some to relax. But there were times where they needed someone to come to them. So I started going to studios. I started servicing the hotels. Then eventually I was led in the direction to get a manager or an agent. And that's when I sourced out an agent and worked on my portfolio. So it was a process of maybe a couple years, like 3 years. So it just took time in order for me to build my portfolio and build my client base as far as, you know, being in television, print, film. It's building up those relationships with publicists, managers, and, you know, making it all work for people actually call you back. Because a lot of times you'll get them and you may not get them again, but it's kind of, because it is, it's a big industry point here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, even in D.C., it's a big business, but we do have more work point here in New York than anywhere else. And I've visited other places, but we do. We have the bulk of this here because we have so many studios.
Right.
Melissa, can you just stress a little bit more how it takes time and you have to really put in the work to getting to exactly where you are today.
It,
a lot of people think it's just as simple as just doing nails, and it's a lot more than that.
It is. It's a lot more. I can't stress enough just the relationships, building your relationships with photographers, with other industry professionals that want to work with you, not just anyone, but just models, photographers, makeup, hair, stylists, prop stylists, you know, designers, and just building that rapport with people so that if they do need someone, they would, you know, call you. Even if, you know, you weren't available, it created those teams and alliances to create your portfolio. It really is. And it did. I'll be honest with you, it didn't take me long when I established the relationship with photographers, because photographers are forever shooting. They're always shooting something. So
right.
When you have those type of relationships, they grow. Once you get your portfolio together, and what they normally look for, they look for at least 12, 24 good shots of different things, not just the same thing, but different looks. From beauty to fashion, high fashion, all those aspects. And they're looking to see what your variety of expertise is. What can you do? Like, are you versatile? So a lot of times that's why they ask you for certain things before they would request you or before they would even send you out on the job. They want to make sure that, you know, you can please that client. And that's the most important thing, pleasing your client. And getting that repeat business. I mean, I'm blessed right now to be working with BB and BCBG and Prada, where they call me back. You know, like, we're on a list. So, and those things are acquired time. You know,
right.
And just constantly working on them. Just constantly updating your portfolio, always updating your kit, and making sure that you have the latest trends, or just reading up and reading just maybe just a few beauty articles or fashion articles a day, a week, and just making sure that you stay in the loop and see what's actually going on in the world of fashion and beauty.
So, and also in keeping in line with that, because Crystal Wright kind of touched on it a little bit when she was on the show, but just talk a little bit more in depth about that relationship you were just talking about with, you know, the hairstylist, the makeup artist, this team that you create when you're on the photo shoot. Talk a little bit about how you all work together.
Well, because,
you know,
the way we work together a lot of times, because sometimes everybody don't have that same, you know, cohesiveness. That's the part about a creative team. Everybody has their own specialty to bring that to life. So sometimes you're on set with somebody for maybe 10 hours, sometimes 20 hours straight. So the reason it's so important is because we feed off of each other, and that's where our creative energies flow. It's easy, to be honest with you, it's easy to say, okay, I booked you on a job and I'm your agent. But it's not always, they're not going to be there with you when you have to make sure you finish that job through. So a lot of times, that's the important part of getting along. It's just like in school, you know how you got to get along with your classmates? You have to get along with your creative team. Because that's what's going to make the end and the finished product, you know, so fabulous. Because you get to really see it come to life. You know, you're standing there. You're right there with the photographer, with the editor, everyone. And you get to actually see your product, how nice your makeup, your hair, your nails, how everything is important. You know, all the way down to making sure you touch it up. And that's why you guys are always on set. You know, because it is, after it wears or after something happens, but it's just that time that lasts in between there where you're going to be with these people. You're going to work with them again, so it is important, because you never know who you're working with, so it's always important to treat everybody like they're a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every artist that you work with, treat them like they're gold. And it may not work out, but at least you know that you walked away from a project. You can go back and work with them anytime. You know,
and
your reputation is valuable.
And I think when I talk about the relationship of all those people on set, I think I'm speaking more of, you know, like like your photographer and like you as the nail person, you know, taking instruction from the photographer, or you as the nail person, you know, looking at hair and makeup and wardrobe and getting your inspiration from them, like, you know, as far as, you know, how does that process, that whole creative process come together? And how, you know, how do you all create a creative team when it comes to putting together
right.
that look?
It depends on the project, too, because every project, every job is different. That's
mm-hmm.
what I love about my job. Every day that I get ready to go to work, I don't know what I have to do. So all the way down to my kit, I have to prepare for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it is, the inspiration comes from whatever project we're working on. So if we're working on, just say for instance, a vampire scene, it's like everything would have to reflect from the clothes to
mm-hmm.
what type of nails, and that's where we do our vision board. Like I would, you know, pull out all types of pictures pertaining to that particular look. So it just depends on what we're working on that day. And then we all come together and say, okay, well, of course, I think black pointy nails would look good on this vampire look. So if it was a mink nail that I would put on there, or if it was a black lacquer or a patent leather or a textured nail, whatever it was, it would have to go along with whatever the clothes said. The clothes would have to go along with the makeup, the hair, want slick back. It just depends on what the vision is for that particular project.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do. You just have to be creative, and that's where
yeah.
that's where being creative comes into play, where you have to put your input in, but also, you know, make sure it's within what we're doing and
right.
what our goals
and,
are.
Exactly, and it's not just putting in your input, but allowing somebody else, like, you know, the photographer may, you know, have his own vision. He's the director, so he may have his own vision of what he wants it to look like, but not being afraid of allowing someone else to take the lead on something. You know, just because you may have been in the business for X amount of years, oh, I know,
right.
you know, I know what I'm doing. I got this. I come up with my own, you know, look. But
right.
just, you know, being a part
it
of that.
Depends.
Yeah.
It depends on the client.
And the thing is, it doesn't really matter who sets the tone. You still have to bring it to life. So that's all you.
Right. Well, what I normally do is I don't overwhelm them, but I give them a variety of choices
mm-hmm.
within whatever their ideas are.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I come up. And I you have to be kind of quick. Because, you know, it's like, okay, what's your look? But they already have it already laid out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just deciding, okay, do you want mink? Do you want colored? Do you want half moon? Do you want crystals? It depends on what the theme is and how elaborate they'll let us, you know, be. So
mm-hmm.
it totally depends on the project find.
And we have another question from the chat room, and the question is basically, like, what major trends have you noticed in, like, nail design, or I guess, like, nail type within the past years?
Within the past, I noticed a lot of people wearing the stiletto nails, of course. The stiletto nails are nice. I like them. They're a little bit over the top, but, you know, that's one of the trends. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me just interject this part, too, so you can add this to your response. And she was saying that she noticed that a lot of different designs or trends that she sees is very regional. So people
well,
in certain areas
yeah.
of the country are wearing certain things.
Well, because in Puerto Rico, I mean, they love it. They like to go wild. They like the crystals. They like the 3D nail art.
Mm-hmm.
They like the capsule nails. They like the flowers. They like the birds. They like to go wild. They like long nails. You know, even in the Asian market as well, in Japan, they're wild over the crazy nail. So it just depends on how elaborate and where, you know, like here in L.A., we'll do, I mean, if you notice, like, you have your areas that still do the acrylic nails, and then you still have the areas that are just clean mani-pedi.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, you know what areas will do what. because just like on Crenshaw, all the salons on Crenshaw are acrylic nails. They like the Asian art. That's what they call it. They like the
right.
Asian art. So they'll do the flowers or whatever on their toes.
Right.
You know, then you have the areas where sometimes they'll still, and you can get minks on Crenshaw now. It's a few places. It's a few of the nail shops that do carry the minks. And then you have, like, Velicures. You have the higher-end salons for Chai Nails. She's on Little Santa Monica right there in Beverly Hills. Like, she does the minks. But it just depends. But what they're referring to is the Puerto Ricans, the Hispanic culture. They love the crystals. They love the, because what they do is they'll do the acrylic with the gels on top, with the crystals on top, so that they keep their shine. They stay shiny. So sometimes on some of those crystals, if you put the gel on top of them, they're not shiny. It dulls.
Did you want to continue to comment about that?
Well, yeah, we were just talking about some different, in the chat room, some different, you know, different areas, D.C., New York, and, you know, Philly. There's just different types of nail looks, and I was typing up something while I was while Melissa was speaking, and I was basically saying, you know, like the whole East Coast is that, at least from what I've seen, even down into the South, like that busy, multicolored florals and lines.
Marbles. A lot of people are doing the marble effect. They're doing the marble effect, the textured nail effect. You know, they're doing, you know, the mink toes on the big toe.
Mm-hmm.
And doing polish, like, on the rest of the toes. If they don't want to go all mink on all of their toes, they'll
right.
just mink on the big toe. They'll mix it up.
Jen James Beauty says Detroit is Puerto Rican.
So is New York.
Right.
So is New York. For sure.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just quickly, because I know some people want to know this, let's quickly talk about maintenance at home care for your nails. How do you keep your nails until it's time to go back for your other manicure?
Usually you're supposed to get a manicure at least once a week, because naturally, especially with hair care products, makeup, and just day-to-day lotioning and showering, your nail beds get oily naturally. So what I always suggest to my clients is a day or two after, just put one coat of clear on top of your polish. So it will actually make it last at least 7 days. Normally a regular manicure may start to chip 4 to 5 days, unless you have a really good base coat. If you have a really good base coat on, it will keep your polish, especially if it's a good polish. I mean, and good, what I mean by when I say good, like a Estee, a Opie, a China Glaze, and not just the basic salon, you know, polishes that they sell or they use in some of the salon, I mean, some of just the regular nail salons that you might pop in. But if you have a good base coat, two nice, you know, colors, top coat, a couple of days later, put another top coat on, and it'll last. It will definitely last.
Well, basically, once we get a manicure, we have to put forth the effort to maintain it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, it almost kind of reminds me of, like, the, you know, lash extensions, like the semi-permanent lashes, where, you know, once you get your full set, it's like you have to, you know, really take care of them and maintain them to make them last the amount of time that they claim they last, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Wow.
Well, you're making me want to get my nails done, though.
My nails done.
I think I'm over this.
How do you, Melissa, how do you convince men, the most manly man, that part of his grooming should include his hands and feet?
That's easy. All you have to do is give him a massage first.
Absolutely.
Soak them. Seriously, soak them, massage them. It's maintenance. It's relaxation. It's like there's nothing like getting a foot massage.
Mm-hmm.
Every manly man that I've had, even in my chair, they get nervous at first. And I do. I just allow them to soak. But I do. I massage them first. I do the cleaning and the buffing, the exfoliating, because I have a foot scrub. And believe it or not, most men have the feet. It's just trimming the nails and grooming them. You know, and more and more, some men like the high shine buff. Some like, you know, just that dull finish. I never recommend polish because it chips. So a more natural buff to them, and that's the best thing they could ever get. Once they get a pedicure, they're hooked.
Yeah, exactly.
Once they get a pedicure, they're hooked. Their main thing, majority of the time, especially if you're an alpha male, manly man, they don't want nobody touching their feet.
Right.
They don't want no pads rubbing on them. Just make sure it's a woman. And most majority of the time, you won't have a problem getting them to go get... They just don't want to be in a salon with a bunch of women getting their nails done.
Right.
You know, do it more boutique-ish. Go to a nicer, higher-end salon. Because, you know, you have Groupon now. You have Life Booker. You have all these specials going on. And Project 350, so everybody can go get a mani-pedi somewhere nice, because right now everybody's focusing on all the deals and the specials they can get. So it's enough out there and enough options where you can take somebody into a more private setting. That's the only thing, man. They don't want to be in those salons.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, so Jen James Beauty is asking now, are there any trends for men that push the boundaries a bit, for example, you know, rock and roll fashion?
Rock and roll fashion. I do have some, because I still have funk rockers. They still do like black polish on the toes,
mm-hmm.
things like that. But for men, more so, no. It's basic pampering, grooming. But as
only
far
the,
as like,
I guess just
I'm
the artist type.
The artist type will wear them.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about a real retro, no. It's always going to be that basic grooming. Clipping, no polish, nothing like that. That's the only over the top you could go with a man, is if they were to put something on their nail bed.
It's so funny because I worked with a guy on Drop Dead Diva last year that he was the transportation captain that wore, he wore three different colors on his toes and his nails. And, you know, I just kind of looked at him.
Yeah, exactly, and that's everybody. That's going to be something. I don't know.
But
I see that
a lot now. Like men will just wear polish. I mean, I don't know what that's about.
I have. You know what? I haven't seen. If you're not, performing. I mean, performing as a drag queen or something like that, I don't see a straight man wearing polish. I just haven't. I mean, they do. No problem.
Right.
But I haven't seen it. I mean, I've had clients that if their toenails are dark, like the big toenail,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes I even have them not even really like that. Because mink does have a pattern, that sheer, where it'll protect the nail bed. So
mm-hmm.
I use it as a coating. Just say, for instance, I could use it for a nail repair. If a nail splits, I could just use a mink wrap on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some that are flesh tones that you could use to protect the nail bed if it was a damaged nail or a discolored bed or something like that. But other than that, I don't see them putting anything further to actually target to them unless... Men just like to wear nail polish now, which So that's scary.
Okay, so we have a question from a man in the chat room wondering, how do you deal with nails that are pitted for psoriasis to make them look smooth?
What I normally do is I soak, that's the biggest thing, is soak them, and I do paraffin treatments on them. The mm-hmm. paraffin, and use the eucalyptus one, it has eucalyptus in it, because the paraffin already has about 7 different botanical oils in them, and it actually soothes the skin, because that's the thing with skin condition, and depending on if it's dry, if it's cracked, things like that, paraffin actually soothes it and actually repairs the skin and makes the skin a lot more softer.
Right.
Because a lot of times it's from dry. And it's all natural, so it's not like it's any harsh chemicals or additives. These are all oils. These are all things that are going to actually add moisture to the skin, not mm-hmm. you know, not take away the add.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me change the subject just a little bit. Melissa, when I first met you, you were planning an event. And a lot of the events that you plan, of course, nails are involved, but it's always centered around a charity. You know, whether it's doing Oscar weekend, whether it's some, you know, odd date in the middle of the summer or some, you know, award show weekend or big event weekend, it doesn't matter. But most of your events are always centered around charity.
Well,
I just wanted you to speak about some of the charities that's important to you and speak about a little bit about some of the events that you put on.
The first one we did was for breast cancer awareness, where Lisa Renna and Gabrielle Union supported us. What I had planned, of course, it grew into something a lot larger, which was wonderful, but it was really busy during that time. And we arranged a Pamper Day for some selected breast cancer survivors. And we gave gift bags away. And we raised a lot of awareness, you know, for early detection and for the Denise Roberts Breast Cancer Foundation, as well as the Pinecone Foundation, which partnered up with us on the venture. So what it allowed us to do was, you know, just basically get the word out for early detection and women get themselves checked. You know, get early mammograms. Don't wait till you're 40. Then there's another foundation that we're really close to. And unfortunately, the founder of this foundation, she just passed. And that's the Step Up Women's Foundation, where we actually hosted an event, a giveaway to the seniors that are going to college, where we did a day for them, where we pampered them, gave them like a little beauty travel kit with Oil of Olay gave us products for them, Milani Cosmetics, we had Gigi, we had China Glaze. We gave them a nice send-off, and then we had Crumbs Cupcakes, actually did the cupcakes for them. And these are teens that are going into journalism and film, and the foundation is, what they do is they partner teens up with mentors. They actually help them in their process going through college and help them actually finish college and, you know, pick a field, choose a field where they are, you know, they're focused on. So between these charities, that in itself keeps us busy as well, but it also allows us to give back at the same time. But at the same time, always, you know, constantly marketing ourselves, of course, but also extending our profession to these students, as well as extending our help to those in need. So those are the two areas that basically they're closer to me because, for one, I do have, you know, cancer survivors in my own family as well as friends. And, you know, it's always good to help the youth. So with Step Up Team, that's where I can actually give back and help the youth in some way and still, know, be able to provide a good service for them as well. So
cool. Do we have time for another question from the chat room?
Yep.
Okay, so so, Tyra's little sis wanted to know, when doing your nails at home, are you supposed to add a clear coat before the base coat? She notices that nail polish, no matter what the color, leaves a tinted stain on the nails.
No, the base coat is supposed to actually be the barrier for the polish. The clear is not going to adhere. Base coat is like a primer. Just like when you prime a car, you got to prime it first, you put layers of the coat
right
on. So you have to prime the nail first. But all she has to do is just lightly buff her nail bed.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use lemon. I know Jackie Salisbury, Jackie's a manicurist out of New York. Jackie swears by lemon. Just take a natural lemon and wipe it across the nail bed, and it'll make them white.
Yes, I've heard that before.
And it does. It works. It
mm-hmm
works.
So basically, when you say clear, is that more so like the top coat?
The top coat. Clear
okay
top coat, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, quickly, Melissa, I wanted to ask, because I know that you're represented by an agency. Now, for the level of work that you do, why is it important to be represented by an agent? And then how does a manicurist who's not represented, how do they prepare for agency representation?
With a lot of, I would say, high editorial, high fashion jobs, they want a manicurist that already has a background, portfolio, and a certain
mm-hmm
level of expertise. Because depending on the product or the project, not only will we be talking, quoted, we just have to prepare the thing that comes our way. So in order to prepare to become, you know, represented by an agent, you have to prepare a portfolio. So in order to prepare a portfolio, you have to get together your creative team. And it is, it's constant work. We constantly have to, like right now, I'm updating my book. I'm updating it and basically making sure that everything is current, you know, as quickly as it can. But it is. It's being out there, you know, being seasoned and actually having, you know, having the things that these clients are looking for. Because, yeah, they can get anybody to polish nails. They don't want just anybody to polish nails. They want an artist. They want a professional. And that's where, you know, the level of our business changed. And that's the level of business that I'm working under now, where I mainly focus on high fashion editorials and red carpet. So, you know, yeah, that's represented through an agent. So that's almost how a lot of times you see a lot of manicurists always put their name. That's because an agency is booking them. And not all the time are they getting paid. Sometimes it's credit for editorial. So sometimes you have to give up one for the other, you know, keep an exchange. Because that's also another way that I did get a lot of my fares accomplished was I donated my time.
Right.
But if someone was doing a photo shoot and they were like, okay, we don't have a budget for it, but I promise you I'll give you, you know, 12 editorials or a cover page, fine. They'll do it for the work. They'll do it for the pieces. That's another way that we would actually build our book.
Right. Now, Millicent, are there any websites or that you want to kind of give out or any information about you that you want people to know how to contact you?
I'm on Facebook. I also have a fan page on Facebook because I want to actually start, you know, networking with more industry professionals, hair, makeup, photographers, styling, especially publicists. So I'm on Facebook, melissabozon.com, and my fan page is Celebrity Manicurist. It's all underneath there. So if they Google it, that's the best way to do it. I love Google. Google is everything. I love Google. That should be our next sponsor.
Yeah, really.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Google and Bing. Bing should be our next sponsor as well.
And let me tell you all, when Melissa talks about networking and building relationships, she is the queen of building relationships and networking. So when she says that, when she says that Google and Bing should be the next sponsor, trust me, her next big event where she needs a sponsor, I guarantee
trust
you,
they
Google
will be there. And
be
AT&T.
One. Exactly.
Wait, girl, but not only that, Pandora. You've got to do Pandora's box. I love Pandora. I love my iPhone. Girl, why did I plug my jack into my phone? And it actually made, girl, now I have wireless in my car, everything. You know, I'm loving my iPhone right now. I know you guys are BB girls. I know you're BlackBerry girls. I know you are, but Mac is the way to go. Mac is the way to go, I'm telling you.
Never.
It is the Bentley to the internet, I'm telling you. Never. No, but I can't wait for you guys to come out here, though. We're going to have some fun.
So I have one last question for you really quickly because I'm searching for a new color for the fall for my nails. Any suggestions?
You know what? I like the charcoal gray. But wait,
That's what I was thinking.
Mink just sent me their new, like, black silver. They're going to make some new patterns up, but we'll play around with them when you get out here. Because you can also double layer mix. Like, I can put a silver on, then do another pattern on top. There's some fun stuff we can do with stuff. Just, you know, make something fun. But I know how you are. You like clean.
Right.
She likes clean. She usually likes cream, nice pink. But no, I'm telling you, like that charcoal gray with, you know, with a nice pearl in it.
That's what I was thinking.
They have nice colors out. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I have a brand in mind already.
And actually, I have a color similar to that on my toes already. Not on my fingers yet, but on my toes. So. But Melissa, as we close the show, we ask all of our guests all the time what beauty means to them. So we want to know what beauty means to Melissa.
Beauty to me is a perfect mani-pedi. That's the finishing touch. After your hair, after your makeup, after your clothes, your nails have to be right. That's what beauty means to me. A nice
wow. The perfect mani-pedi.
Yes.
Love it.
I like that song. What does beauty mean to you? That's cute. I like that.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for being our guest tonight. Thank you for all those who participated in the chat room. From what I understand, we had a manicurist who was trying to call in and make a comment, but she couldn't get through the phone line. So, again, that's an issue that we're having every week where we can't get some of our callers through the phone. So for those of you who can help us with that, you know, if you can listen from your computer, that would help us out a lot so we can keep the phone lines clear. But I'm thankful that you all were listening, and so I'm not going to complain. So, again, thank you so much. Please join us next week where our guest will be celebrity makeup artist Valente Frazier. He'll be joining us. We tried to have him on one time before, and it didn't work out with his schedule, so he's back next week. So stay tuned for that, spread the word. And again, Melissa, this will not be your last time on the show. And I'm going to say that you all could also look for Melissa on Beauty Talk, the web series, at some point. And, you know, we're going to keep this nail thing going. So we're going to have some more topics on nail care and nail products coming soon. And I want to get in a little more, I want to talk a little more about the Minx nails on our upcoming show. So,
because
that's just really popular, so let's try to get that together in some kind of way.
Okay.
And thank you guys.
Yes, thank you all in the chat room. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys again, and we're looking forward to LA Fashion Week, and Melissa will be back.
All righty.
All right, talk to you guys soon. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.